It's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our segment that talks to business entrepreneurs in Chicago, get their stories so we can better understand ours. Ross Kimborowski is the founder and CEO at CrowdSpring. CrowdSpring is doing what you would think is the number one thing that you would think about with a small business, is creating a brand and a logo. Those things that you just kind of don't think about when you're starting a business, but they're very, very important. Ross is here. Ross, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. It's one of the things that for many businesses is an afterthought, but is one of the most important differentiators in the market today, because to build a strong brand identity, and a brand identity is everything visual about a brand, used to be nice, but not critical. Today, right. Business is international. You have more competition. You're going to find customers all over the place. And so you must have a strong brand identity to compete. And successful business owners learn this. Once they're starting out, need to know it from the beginning.
I feel like let's go through the evolution of it, because you're right. At a certain point, it felt like it was necessary, but not critical, and to have a great brand or a great logo. And that has changed over time to the point now where there are boutique advertisers and design firms that this is what they do. They make logos.
They do. And so part of the challenge for small businesses in particular is building a brand identity could be very expensive. So agencies traditionally would charge tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Small businesses don't have those kinds of budgets. Unfortunately, we're still competing with other companies that do. And so to become competitive, you have to find alternatives. It's one reason we launched CrowdSpring 11 years ago. We wanted to deliver brand identity, so logo design, for $300, not $30,000. And also flip the model. So instead of creating a request for proposals on CrowdSpring, you actually explain what you need, and dozens of designers compete to create a design. You pick your favorite. So it's the way we shop for televisions, the way we buy clothing. Mm-hmm. Much easier way for business owners, much more affordable for business owners, and you're still working with experienced designers.
It's amazing to me, because we do a ton of disruptor conversations on the Download in Chicago Business, and we talk about how one entrepreneur is disrupting the flower business or coffee business or manufacturing, whatever it might be. But in this case, you are a disruptor, because you're disrupting the design field, where there has been a this is how you do it, and you're looking to change that.
So we're in an interesting position, because in one sense, we are disrupting the design industry, but we're not really directly disrupting it. That industry has been hurting for a long time. Part of the challenge is that clients don't have the big budgets they used to have before. And so agencies are hurting. They don't have the ability to hire as many people as they used to. Clients are restricting budgets, so they're spending less. And so in essence, while we're offering an alternative to our small business clients, we're also offering a great amount of leverage for agencies. So smaller agencies who don't have the ability to hire designers are leveraging CrowdSpring to provide that work on behalf of their own clients. So right. If you're a solo marketer and you have a couple clients, here's a chance for you to quadruple your book of business using CrowdSpring as a backstop. Our creatives do all the design work, you do the strategy. So it solves both parts of the problem. And while it does disrupt in some ways the way design has been done, that evolution started before we came
to
the scene.
I guess we can talk specifically and generically about design and your logo. When you start to talk to small businesses, and in CrowdSpring, there'll be several designers that come to, you know, that give their input. But what is the most important thing that you look for in a logo?
So if you think about the essence of what logo is, brand identity is everything visual about your brand. So it starts with your name, your logo, it's your website. But when it comes to a logo, you have really four factors that you need to focus on. The first is it has to embody your brand. So if it's just a random symbol that isn't connected to who you are, it's not going to help you. Now, it does take time. So the Nike logo doesn't embody the Nike brand on day one. It takes time of usage and storytelling. Number two, it has to be instantly recognizable. So if it's overly complicated, if it doesn't allow a prospective customer to immediately tell that that's your logo, it's really hard. Number three, it has to be versatile. It has to be small. So if you put it on a business card, it makes sense. But you also need to be able to put it on a big billboard if that's what your business needs to do. And if you can't do that with your logo, then it's not a good one. And finally, it should be timeless, because you are building a brand identity, meaning you want people year after year to recognize. So if you're changing your logo every single time, people will be confused. Everything else, everything else is optional. So it doesn't have to follow fads or trends. It just has to meet those four things. And business owners need to understand that what may look good to them doesn't translate to what actually looks good in the market.
When is it time for you to change your logo? And that, you know, if you are some listening to you, you got to be buyer beware in the sense that you don't want to change it too many times because of customer loyalty and how people recognize you. But what do you say to clients that say it's time to change logo?
There are a number of different factors. First of all, there may be aesthetic factors. If you got a template when you started your business and your logo looks like hundreds or thousands of other logos, it's not helping you create a unique brand identity. That's a sure sign time that you should change it and find something custom. You know, CrowdSpring can certainly help with that. There are other places. Sometimes companies will change a logo because there's something going on that's impacting the company. One good example is Uber last year changed their logo and improved it in a number of ways because they had received a lot of negative press attention and attention from the public, and they were trying to shift their brand to show that they were changing as a brand. And one way to show change as a brand is to change your brand identity. So they changed their logo. Other companies do it all the time. Pizza Hut just did it, going back from a fairly modern-looking logo to a retro logo, the one they used 50 years ago. So it's a good way to signal to the market either a change in your business. So if you've been a very small company trying to become global or national, or a step in a different direction. If you face some hardships and now you want to show that you're making a change and you're doing something better.
I think about it from the business owner's side about what to watch out for when you want to change your logos, but from a designer's standpoint, from the people who are making the logo, where do they go wrong? Where does it go wrong in the design standpoint of a logo?
So part of the challenge is experience and training, and some of it has to do with the communication between the designer and the client. It's actually what caused me to start CrowdSpring in the first place 10 years ago. I was an attorney. We hired a firm to redesign our website, and I didn't know how to communicate with the design firm, and I hated the work they did. And that's what got me to start thinking, isn't there a better way to buy design services? Why do I have to explain to them what I want and then wait for 2 months for them to create it? Why can't I just tell them what I want and then pick from among a lot of different choices? So part of the challenge is communication. This is something we spent a lot of time at CrowdSpring working with both clients, educating them, and our designers. So our designers, we have 220,000 from all over the world. In a typical project, you'll have several dozen participating. And so we spend a lot of time talking to them about ways that they need to present designs to clients. So clients will often look at just aesthetics. They'll focus on things like colors, which are very easy to change, as opposed to the important elements, which is readability, clarity, whether you can size it easily. Is it overly complex to the point where it's just hard for a person from an initial view to see it? I'll give you a good example. The original Apple logo was very complicated. It was Isaac Newton, an apple falling from a tree. Very hard to tell what it was. And after a year, it was used for a year, Steve Jobs realized that it really didn't reflect their brand. People couldn't readily recognize that the brand was supposed to be new and interesting, and they designed something very different. And so every business owner should ask themselves the same question. Is my logo unique enough? Does it stand out in the marketplace? And if the answer to those questions is no, that's a good time to start creating a strong brand, because it is very expensive to take an existing brand and rebrand it. Big companies can spend hundreds of millions of dollars easily rebranding everything. Smaller companies could easily spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so getting it right in the beginning, very important.
Ross, how important is it? Or I should say, if I'm running my own business, I'm listening to this, and I haven't put money into my brand identity, what's the percentage? I'll have business owners who say, listen, I make widgets. That's what I do. I make widgets. You know, like, it's what I do. I don't need to have a fancy logo telling people about my widgets. How much should they be thinking about brand identity from a monetary standpoint when it comes to expenses?
So this is where you have lots of choice. I mean, one of the reasons we built CrowdSpring was to give people that option. If their budget was under $1,000, CrowdSpring is a great place to get that logo. If your budget is $5, $10, there are template sites that let you get a template logo. The risk is your business looks like 1,000 other businesses. So your widgets look like everybody else's widgets. You can't stand out. So generally, we recommend that businesses budget between $500 and $1,000 for that initial brand identity, the logo design, and associated elements. And then obviously, a brand identity is more than just a logo. And this is one of the common misconceptions a lot of business owners make. You hire a designer to design your overall brand identity, not to just design your logo. And that has to do with colors and how you visually communicate. So WGN has a brand identity. It's not just the name, it's not just how the logo looks, but how the website looks, the colors, the consistency in which those colors are used, on the radio, how things are presented. And that's true for every single business. So it's really important for a business as it continues to grow to maintain that consistent brand identity. The successful businesses, if you look at whether it's technology companies or retail businesses like Walmart, Amazon, they've all developed a very consistent brand identity that has created a lot of loyalty in the marketplace. Part of it is because people know what to expect. So if we back up for a moment and ask, what is it about a logo that's interesting? And there are really two things. When we see a logo, there's a chemical reaction in our bodies that creates an expectation of what a product or service from a company will be like. So if you love Apple products and you see an Apple logo with a box and you don't even know what the product is, you're going to get excited because you think that product is going to be good. And the second is the expectation of how it'll work. It's memorable. It'll work great. If you hate that particular brand, then you're not going to care what's in the box. And that's what every business wants to create, is that excitement around your logo. This is why kids' advertising focuses on brands, and you have those logos constantly put in front of them. Because when kids see a logo of their favorite toy company, they want those toys. When they see a McDonald's, they scream, "You know, I want to go to McDonald's." And so, at the end of the day, it's around making sure that your brand identity creates an impression in your customers and prospects.
Ross, my final question to you: this is a worldwide company, CrowdSpring, but it's here in Chicago. What is it about Chicago that makes CrowdSpring work?
We started working on the business back in 2006, when the technology community was a little chaotic in Chicago. There were lots of good, successful businesses, but there wasn't the kind of support network that exists today. And we loved working here. People were very helpful. When we were starting out, we had a lot of questions. We didn't know how to hire. We didn't know whether to outsource product development work. And so people were very helpful. And over the years, this incredible community has grown up here with tons of entrepreneurs and support networks and places where you can learn. And so we want to continue supporting that. We have a distributed team. So we have a few people in Chicago, but we have people in other countries in the world. And we have designers in 195 countries and clients in 100 countries. So we can be anywhere. I could be sitting on an island running the business, but we love Chicago. This is where we started. I actually emigrated from the former Soviet Union in the late 1970s and came directly to Chicago. So it's my home.
There you go. Ross Kimborowski is the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring, talking about the importance of brand identity and logos. Ross, thanks for being our guest tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.